This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. Join me, my husband Mark of Real Clear Investigations, CNN political commentator Scott Jennings, Dr. Carl Truman of Grove City College, and others for the 2025 Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 18th and Saturday, July 19th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, July 18th and 19th in Chicago. issuesetc.org.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Reading from the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to your little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In that same hour, he rejoiced. These are the first words of our text for today, and they really beg us to ask the question, don't they? What hour are we talking about? I'm sure you Greek students could tell us, well, why don't you just look at what comes before it? And you'd be correct. Well done, Dr. Nordling. This is chapter 10 of Luke, and so this is the chapter where Jesus sends out the 72 out to the towns, the highways, and the byways to preach the gospel. And the verses that immediately precede our text for today is their return to Jesus. And they are very joyful. The people have listened to him. Demons have fallen down at their feet at the name of Jesus. They've been given authority over the spirits. They are very, very excited. Why? Well, because they feel important. They feel good about themselves. They feel like all this power and authority that they have with the name of Jesus gives them a direction, a purpose in their life. And so they rejoice in this reality from the wrong direction. They take this beautiful reality and they turn it and they make it all about themselves. And Jesus says, do not rejoice in this. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That's what really matters. Jesus sent those 72 out to preach the gospel in order that more names would be written in heaven. But the disciples, they come back and they're rejoicing in their power and authority. They're rejoicing in their ministry and mission. They're rejoicing in their numbers and their stats. And Jesus realigns the reality very quickly once again. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And then, in that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, saying, Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, but have revealed them to the little children. What things? And why are you calling me a child? Simple. You know, I know both Greek and Hebrew. And when they send us out like sheep among the wolves, we are going to rejoice when we kick those wolves to the curb, kick them into submission. Why, evil people and evil practices will flee before me as I wield my righteous sword. Congregations will flourish as they sit at my feet and absorb all my words of wisdom as they drip from my lips. I don't want to be simple. And don't call me a child. I'm rejoicing in my power and authority. I rejoice in my mission and ministry. I rejoice in my numbers and stats. And Jesus says, do not rejoice in this. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That's what it's all about. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that you are little children, and your eyes have seen some things, things hidden from the wise and the understanding. Blessed are you. Blessed are your eyes that have seen things. Blessed are your eyes that have seen the Son, and therefore you have seen the Father. Blessed are your eyes that have seen Jesus in word and sacrament. Blessed are your eyes who have seen the Son of God crucified, dead, buried, risen, and ascended. Blessed are your eyes that see the gates everlasting life standing open before you. Rejoice. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Everything that Jesus said and did revealed him to be the Son of the Father. And your eyes have seen these things, and your ears have heard these things. Rejoice, blessed are you. Know that Jesus himself rejoices over you. He rejoices that these things have been revealed to you, his little children. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Christ Jesus has written our names in the book of life, not with pen and ink, but with his holy, precious blood. And even as he suffered, died, was buried, and rose again, he was writing our names in heaven. That's what really matters. Now, the victories of Christ's church on earth are to be celebrated with humble thanksgiving, even in the midst of the battle that continues on. Rejoice, sure, fine. But first and foremost, rejoice that your names are written in heaven in the blood of the Lamb. Rejoice in him who rejoices over you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew my spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart. Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. Continue to send your messengers to preserve your people in true peace, that by the preaching of your word, your church may be kept free from all harm and danger. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, you bless the earth to bring forth in abundance whatever is needed for the support of our lives. Prosper the work of farmers and grant us seasonable weather, that the earth would bring forth fruit, and that we would always foster a thankful heart for the provisions that come by your hand. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.